It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, thank goodness it's Friday. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. George, Mo, and Eric trying to get your day started. We got top three things that are trending in Texas. That's coming up in just a moment. First, say hi to Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, G?
Your husband was here.
Oh, yes. Logistically, it made more sense for him to drive because we're leaving as soon as the show's over today to go to Louisiana for the LSU-Alabama game.
Oh, that's right. I forgot it's your big, it's your big football weekend.
We are so excited.
That is awesome.
It was just funny to see the plumber this morning.
Hey, dude.
I saw him before I saw you, and it's like, wait, what's going on
here? It's a dream day, George.
It's like Deanna coming into work, you know, at this time of the morning. So Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Your wife was not here.
Not here
she
today?
Was not. No, okay. She's dead asleep.
She's
sick kids there, and the whole thing.
Oh.
You were out last night in Pasadena.
I was. Taste of Town. It's like their food tasting. What do you call it? It's like a...
Yeah.
Yeah. You eat a bunch of food from all the local restaurants there in Pasadena. And I got to be a food judge.
Oh.
Do you remember any of the winners, or did you stick around to hear the end?
I was not there for the announcement of the winners. Last year, I did fast food, but they called it casual dining, and I didn't realize it was fast food. And this year, the second I walked in, they go, "Do not give that man casual dining." So I did Southern.
How was it?
Oh, lots of chicken fried steak.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of gravy on everything.
Now we're talking.
Yes.
Yeah, now we're talking. Chamber does a great job with that. The Pasadena Chamber of Commerce does a great job with that over there. So, anyway, we have a lot to do today. It's the final Friday for you to win your tickets into Tin Man Jam. Tin Man Jam is Monday. We've been talking about the fact that a lot of people have been a little surprised that it's earlier. We're doing it on Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Thought it would be appropriate, but it's also kind of snuck up on me.
I know, right? Do you have your
because I was off with the wedding, the wedding had kind of consumed my mind, and all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, Tin Man Jam, it's Monday.
Yeah, do you have your magician's jacket?
I do.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yes.
I did do my work on that. Yes, I did do my work on that one. So,
is
not
it very
only
sparkly?
A jacket, but I have a new pair of boots that I'm going to be
wearing.
Whoa.
Big day.
Speaking of that, let's get the top three things that are happening here in Houston. We call it top three things trending in Texas.
Number three.
Kids love a good excuse to get out of class, and I think that's why this video is trending today. A busted pipe in the ceilings of Fulshear High School. Creative.
What?
It was quite the experience. I guess some kids were sitting in class, and they heard it like rumbling, and then it started flowing everywhere.
Oh, no.
Water. And, of course, everyone whips out their camera, and it's just pouring out of the ceilings onto the desks in the classroom as students were filing out. The one kid that they interviewed on the news was like, "I left all my papers there." I'm like, "Yeah, you did."
Smart.
The pipe ate my homework. Yeah.
Number two.
Big news from the Houston Texans. I know they have a big game Sunday night football, but they just awarded their 2024 Fan of the Year, and it's time for us to show up and vote for her. Her name is Patty the Horns Cream, and she shows up for the Texans. She's at every game. She's at all the stuff. I'm pretty sure she's travel to every single NFL stadium,
which is
like amazing.
Wow. Yeah, that is awesome.
So if you want the link to vote, you can always text us here. NFL 2024 Fan of the Year. We'll see her at the Super Bowl.
And the top story trending in Texas.
All right, Rafael, the 8th hurricane on record in the Gulf of Mexico in November. And none of those, I'm saying this out loud, none of those have ever hit Texas.
Hey, yeah. Was, I mean, knock on wood.
Right? Yeah, that's not wood, George. Oh, that's not wood.
I know. I'm trying to find wood.
He was upgraded to Category 3 yesterday, but luckily for us, we do have a weak cold front moving in late today into tomorrow that is going to cool down the water, keep him away from Texas, but it is expected to bring scattered showers, a few storms, and a modest temporary cool down.
Okay. I'll take the modest temporary cool down. So. That's what's trending in Texas. Top three stories you're going to be hearing about all day today, and they're powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
This is the time of the morning we get Bull Nation together to talk a little good news. And I know I say this a lot. We live in the future because of all the technology stuff, right? But I have an amazing story that happened at a zoo. The endangered black-footed ferret. It has been on the endangered species list for like 25 years. Well, it was a big deal last year when a zoo in Virginia cloned a black-footed ferret from DNA they had from a ferret carcass from the 1980s.
Excuse me?
What? So they took the DNA and they cloned a black-footed ferret. It was born healthy, but here's the crazy news. A year and a half later, that clone just gave birth to 2 healthy babies, the first time a clone of an endangered species that's native to the U.S. has produced offspring. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
I just think it's so cool that they're using it for good, right? It's a clone that has now healthy babies, black-footed ferrets coming back here in the U.S. And I just thought it was kind of cool this morning. Evidently, Eric, not so much.
I have some questions.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why we need more black-footed ferrets, but I can't wait to learn more.
To learn more about it. In the meantime, can I get an amen for this story this morning?
Amen.
If you have a story celebrating good news, it doesn't have to be about a black-footed ferret clone. Honestly, it doesn't. You can always call us 713-881-5500, and you could be our next amen here on The Bull. We got another ticket stop today for 10 Man Jam. Exclusive furniture in Richmond today from 4 to 6. Get your tickets there. Stop by and make sure you're at 10 Man Jam on Monday night. Right now, though, Dustin is on the phone this morning.
Yes, sir.
Dustin, you have an apology that you wanted to tell us about. What happened?
Yeah, calling in to win the tickets and didn't realize I was talking to Eric.
And okay, I know what's happening. Dustin was actually caller 12 last time we gave away 10 Man Jam tickets. Okay. And I told him I'm sorry, and he immediately said, Yeah. He said the whole thing, and then he slammed his phone down.
Dustin, you're not alone, friend.
No, I said that. thinking I was talking to a robot, not really even thinking about it.
You thought you were cussing out a robot, so it's you're us. Calling back.
You started laughing, and as soon as I hung up, I started laughing. I was like, oh, man, I want a robot.
That was Eric.
I apologize, Eric. I'm so sorry, brother.
Oh, Dustin, I get it. Everybody wants these 10-man jam tickets.
But hey, on a side note, I just want to throw out a, you know, call out to all my brothers, Local 66 here in Houston, all the power linemen. You know, I'm a power lineman. I've been here for 13 years. You know, I know the struggles they all go through.
Wow.
Just want to call out you guys, and I want to throw out a big thank you to my wife. She's been behind my back for all them years.
Well, Dustin, I think we should reward people who cuss us out. So you want to go to 10 Man Jam with me?
I would personally love to go. I'm actually trying to win them for my friend.
Oh.
I got a newborn at home.
Oh, my goodness. You're the best human ever with the potty mouth.
But if you're extending that, I'll extend it to him. He's actually one of my coworkers. He's my operator.
Well, you call your operator and tell him George, Mo, and Eric are giving him tickets to 10 Man Jam.
Hey, I just got you tickets to 10 Man Jam, dude. Ooh, you want to talk to him?
Yeah.
Hello, Eric.
We're a robot. Yeah, this is actually a robot.
I mean, we're not doing anything else, Dustin. Just go ahead. Pass the phone around there. That's fine. Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, y'all text us. Text us here at this number, and we'll get you hooked up, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, y'all take it easy.
Bye.
And we're not robots.
God bless. Now, next time I'll call in, I ain't going to be dropping that one again.
Okay, there we go. It's time for jury duty this morning. Time to solve the world's problems. And the question this morning is,
are audiobooks considered reading?
All right, you're picking on me because I was complaining to you all in the studio about my friend. He's a trucker, right? He's an over-the-road trucker, right? He was bragging the other day that he's read 123 books so far this year.
It's amazing.
And I was like, when do you have time to read? You're always that's on the road. He's like, oh, no, it's audiobooks. And I was like, brother, that's not reading.
What?
Listening to an audiobook is not the same thing as reading a
book. Yes, it's absolutely even better because they have audiobooks with a full cast production. Have you heard these things?
But that's not reading.
It is.
That's like going to a play.
Exactly.
But it's not reading.
But it's word for word.
When you count your books every year, Eric, do you say, oh, wait, I saw three movies, so that counts as a book, too?
No, that's very different. That's not the book.
But you just said it's a full production of the book.
Okay.
That's not reading.
So if I am reading a book to my child at night, the kid is not getting the information?
So I would say you can count that book, but Charlie and Ford cannot count that book. They can't. They didn't read it. Am I wrong?
I count audiobooks as reading.
Ooh.
But I've never done it before. I would prefer to hold a book and smell a book and be able to look back and highlight. Like, I want to hold a book, but I consider audiobooks reading.
All right, Tina is in LaPorte this morning. Tina, what's your favorite book?
The Stand by Stephen King.
And when did you read it? When did you first read that book?
Whenever it first came out. I can't even remember. It's been so many years ago. Awesome. And I read it every year.
Oh!
So you read it every year or you listen to it every year?
I don't listen to it because that's not reading.
That's what I wanted.
So Tina's vote is no. Audiobooks are not considered reading.
See,
thank you, Tina.
It's not. It's fine, but it's not the same thing.
I have a bomb I'm going to drop at the end of this conversation.
Oh,
but Erica and Houston, give us your opinion. Are audiobooks reading? Yes or no?
It is, but I do prefer a book.
Same.
I have to hold
it. But she counted it.
Okay,
but you can't have it both
That's
ways.
How I am too. I'm the same
way.
Are
you reading or are you listening?
Are audiobooks considered reading? And she said yes.
She said yes.
Fine. Don't try
to change her opinion. She's a juror.
Okay, all right.
Nathan's on the phone in Houston. His favorite book is Harry Potter. He's also 10. Hey, Nathan, are audiobooks considered reading?
No, because you're not really looking at the letters of the book.
Nathan, I love you. Nathan is 10 years old and he understands reading is fundamental,
so
right?
Sarah is in Texas City. Sarah, are audiobooks considered reading? Yes or no?
Yes.
There you go. All right, so that means, Sarah, you have now tied it up 2-2. So we're going to decide once and for all if audiobooks are considered reading with one last juror.
Jake in Tarkington. Jake, good morning.
Good morning.
The question before you, sir, as a juror, this is all hanging on you today.
Are audiobooks considered reading, Jake? Yes or no?
Absolutely not.
Yes!
That was hard. That was rough.
Oh,
you're so firm, though. That's what we appreciate in a juror.
James, exactly. No, I hate when jurors make George right. That's what I hate.
He doesn't really care about anything else. Just that I'm not right. That would be his only thing. Jake, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. So, Mo.
Yes.
Wait, before we get here, there was supposedly a bomb.
Oh, yeah.
You had a bomb to drop on this?
Let's call my blind father and ask him if he thinks audiobooks are reading.
I can laugh about this because I know and love your dad so much.
Yes, and he actually is blind. Every time I buy my father a book, it's an audiobook. Yes. Would you call my dad right now, George, and say, you have never read a book, sir?
He has Braille also.
I was going to say, does he read Braille?
What he says.
He can read Braille.
Okay, then he's read a book. So I wouldn't have to. I would not have to call him and say that.
You are an evil man.
No, George hates the blind people. That's what I heard.
81-5500.
All right, Mo.
Yes, the gavel.
Jury duty. Final verdict this morning is:
are audiobooks considered reading? No.
You are a mean soul.
Put it on the billboard. Amazing. The morning bulletin. Offensive to the visually impaired.
That is not what I said. Jury duty. We may not do it ever again after this one, but we do it every morning here on the Morning Bullpen. If you're getting ready to head into the office or you're getting ready to head into work, school, whatever you're doing, take us along on the Odyssey app. As a matter of fact, download the Odyssey app and you could be eligible to win $5,000 just for listening to The Bull. All the details are up at thebullhouston.com. Time to get an idea for Eric today. He takes an idea from you each day, and he turns it into a song, and he does it all in 10 minutes. It's a crazy thing that he does.
Yes, but it starts with your suggestions. 713-881-5500. David's on the phone in League City. Hey, David, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Oh, no.
What?
Can Eric do baked potatoes?
Stop it. All right, if you're just tuning in, David has been calling for weeks now
about
wanting Eric to sing about potatoes.
Then it was holiday potatoes, and today it's baked potatoes.
Okay, baked potatoes.
All right.
I'm not going to say no right away now, David. Okay, I'm going to let you wonder.
Okay.
Ooh, you made progress, David. Thank you.
I like it.
Let's go to line two, Mo.
That's CJ in, where do you live, CJ?
Pasadena.
What would you like Eric to sing about?
Can we sing a song about people who want songs about potatoes?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Name David.
I'm just saying, like if it rhymes with Schmavid or starts with a D, go with that.
David deserves a song. So
we got potatoes, and we got a song about people who want a song about potatoes. Let's go to line four, Eric.
All right, that's Isaac in Hempstead. Isaac, are you 9 years old?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow, look at those manners.
Yes, sir. You don't have to call Eric, sir.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
What would you like Eric to sing about?
To sing about when you smell something stinking.
You smell something stinky? Like what?
Like smelly breath.
Ew.
Isaac.
Who has smelly breath in your house, Isaac? Go ahead, rat them out.
Ooh, who do you know?
My brother.
Oh!
Isaac is the sweetest baby.
Seriously. Isaac, spoiler alert, you have great manners. You're 9 years old. You are a special little dude. Let's do your song today.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm happy or sad about this.
I can't say no to Isaac.
He's so sweet.
And you have the best day today at school, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, and hang on, because that's going to be our song today. Your stinky breath song is going to be Eric's idea. Let's see what he can create. 10-minute tune is coming up next on The Bull. Yeah. You find something on this radio show that you don't get anywhere else, and that's the 10-minute tune. It happens every day on the show. Eric does this amazing thing with calls that people, ideas that they give us.
Yes, and we can't do it without you, so we take your calls, 713-881-5500, and it was actually Isaac who suggested this.
The thing about when you smell something stinky.
You smell something stinky? Like what?
Like smelly breath.
Ooh. Bad breath.
Nice. Coming from the mouths of babes. Is it just like...
I was going to say, if an adult had suggested that, we might go, nah, let's just go by. So. But it was also his sibling he was talking about. Baby. So that made it better. Eric's back in the studio.
Here I am.
How did you sing about smelly breath when you don't have a sense of smell?
I have a wife who's kind of like you. She's got a superpower.
Oh, smells everything?
She can smell everything. She can tell what I ate.
Yes.
She came, honestly, she. If we go out to eat, she will say, oh, you went out with George and Moe and you went to that diner. And I'll go, yes, how'd you know that?
I can smell it on you.
Because you have the stench of George on you in our house. All right, let's talk.
Oh, I need an acid bath then.
Let's talk bad breath. What are we doing it to today?
We're doing it in the style of, and I can't wait for this, I hope you dance.
What? Why?
I hope you dance?
Oh, no.
It's today's 10-minute tune. I'm anxious to hear this one.
We're standing here having a conversation. Then your warm breath hits my nose. I can almost taste it. I can smell that you had cottage cheese for lunch. Leftover fish and broccoli, it's more than a hunch. I don't wanna be rude, but your breath is horrid. So I take a step back, but then you step forward. I risk it all and reach deep into my pants. And I pull out a can of Altoids. Here's my chance. You need breath mints. You really need breath mints.
Eric, I like that one. I was not sure when you said that was going to be your song choice this morning. But,
thank you.
Very well. And I bet Isaac loved it, too. So
I had dance moves and everything.
Breath mints. Choreography. You had 10 minutes to do all of that.
You can catch that video, and you can download our podcast every day. I thought you were going to lose it in the middle of it.
I was afraid of throwing up live on the radio.
You can get it every day. Download the Audacy app, AUDACY. Follow the Morning Bullpen podcast, and you will never ever miss a 10-minute tune.
Just ahead with George, Mo, and Eric.
Y'all, we have a last minute chance for you to win 10-man jam tickets. Yes, please. We'll tell you the urgent update about these tickets and how to get them. That's coming up next.
That's a little Post Malone and Joe Diffie here on the Morning Bullpen, where we have an urgent update about 10-man jam. I've already told you how excited I am to see this guy.
Take a little sip, tell me what you think. Yeah, I can fix it.
Chris Jansen, by the way, one of my favorite concerts in the last couple of years. He is so good live. You're going to love him to death. But we have an update that you got to know about this morning, and that is we've added an extra ticket stop. We heard you. We heard you say that you were anxious about running out of chances.
I want to get tickets. It's 10-Man Jam 2024. It's presented by Bud Light. And you want to be there because we've been talking about it forever. All 10 artists on one stage, one night. The only way into this concert is to win these tickets. And today, if you are in Richmond, Texas, or the Richmond area, we are going to be at the Exclusive Furniture from 4 to 6 p.m. with your chance to win tickets to 10-Man Jam.
A lot of folks in Richmond going, you know what, boss, I got to leave today at 4.
Happy hour? I can make it there. Exactly. Let's go.
So that's a big update for you.
Yes.
And all of the locations that we're doing ticket stops this weekend are up on our website if you forget this. I'm going to be in Pearland tomorrow. I'll be there from noon to 2 at Boot Barn.
Nice.
Come by, get what you're wearing for 10-Man Jam. Do you have your 10-Man Jam outfit?
I do.
Okay. I have my Tin Man Jam outfit.
Oh, I'm sure
you have
you
your
do.
Clothes, George.
How sparkly is your jacket?
Actually, not sparkly at all.
Oh, shut up. It I don't not. Believe you for a second.
You will be shocked. And yes, there is a costume change.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all. I expect no less than 2 costume changes.
Do you have your outfit?
His clothes. He's a man. Yeah. He doesn't wear outfits.
Well, you pick out an outfit for an occasion.
No.
That's what...
Yeah, I do usually, but
okay,
not for this
one. That's fair.
One.
Eric is not a man, but George, you wear clothes. Eric, what's your outfit?
I don't have any idea.
Okay, well,
y'all hype this
to
up.
Boot
like,
barn. Come to Boot Barn tomorrow.
Hashtag George loves ads. yes, I will come to Boot Barn and I will go shopping. But no, I don't have anything picked out.
Okay, but you're out then tomorrow night. You have the very last ticket stop.
7 to 9, Texas Rodeo Saloon with our friends at Bud Light. But they have like a cool shot wheel that I haven't tried. I've been there a couple of times. I've never done the shot wheel.
Okay.
You spin it like a...
Oh, yeah, like a prize wheel.
Yeah.
You need people to buy you shots?
Whatever. Yes, please. Come to our Texas Rodeo Saloon, buy me shots, and we'll spin the wheel.
Send me a video.
Also, one of the other things that you should know about is you have a chance to get autographed guitars from all of the artists that are going to be performing at this year's Tin Man Jam. The auction is open. The online auction part of it is open.
Yeah. So you can make a donation to our friends at the PTSD Foundation of America. This is why we do all of this. It is for them. You can make a donation or start your Christmas shopping early. There's guitars from every artist that's going to be at Tin Man Jam. You can get them. They're signed, autographed. Text the word HOPE, H-O-P-E, to the number 20357.
Okay. All right. So, and we'll be doing a live auction there, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you will be. Can you practice?
I practice almost every day. So,
do you really?
I really do.
You really do. What's practicing look like?
Well, no. On the way to work every morning, I do like warm up things.
I hate Mo and Eric. I hate Mo and Eric. I hate Mo and Eric. I hate Mo and Eric.
Give me 20. Give me 20.
I
don't
hate him.
No, but I do. I do like warm up exercises. It also gets me ready for the radio show, wakes up the voice, that kind of stuff.
Wow.
I do it every morning. I have to drive in. So.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Mindy's in Kingwood this morning. Mindy, good morning. Trying to take $100. This is how you get it from Mo.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both 5 country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Mindy?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Tell her to get out of here. Let's get this game started, okay?
All right. See you later, Mo.
Good luck, sister.
All right, as soon as the door closes, yep, there we go. 5 country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number 1. A Philadelphia wedding band called Jelly Roll is suing this country star because they say his popularity is ruining their business. Who are they suing?
Jelly Roll.
Question number 2. Sam Hunt has done a lot of things, and he will admit he's had some issues in his marriage with his wife. But he said even with all of those issues, he's never spent a single night sleeping on what piece of furniture?
That couch.
Question number 3. How do I live without the knowledge that in 1996, this artist's debut album, Blue, was released, and she was only 14? Can you name her?
Dan Rimes.
Question number 4. Tim McGraw got a college scholarship playing what sport? Was it A, baseball, B, soccer, or C, hockey?
Baseball.
Question number 5. Kimberly Williams Paisley, Brad's wife, is best known for being the star of a movie called Father of the...
Bride.
All right, let's get Mo back in. Find out what she's up against today with Mindy, who is on fire.
Yeah, Mindy. Call Kingwood and tell them you got 5 out of 5.
Dang it, Mindy.
Woohoo!
Why? All right, you know how it works, Mo. You got to get them all right.
Yeah.
If you want to keep your money, I'm not going to tell you the answers till the end. Here we go. Question number 1.
Mm-hmm.
A Philadelphia wedding band called Jelly Roll is suing this country star because they say his popularity is ruining their business. Who are they suing?
Jelly Roll?
Seems like it would be that, right?
I think you can tell her that answer, George.
I think I'm okay.
Sam Hunt says he's done a lot of things, and there's been some issues in his marriage. Mm-hmm. But if you talk to his wife, he says he's never spent a single night sleeping on what piece of furniture?
The couch.
Question number three. How do I live without the knowledge that in 1996, this artist's debut album, Blue, was released, and she was only 14?
Leanne Rimes.
Question number four.
How do I live without you? We should play that song more.
Mindy, I'm sorry.
We should.
I'm sorry.
Question number four. Tim McGraw got a college scholarship in what sport? Was it A, baseball,
yes.
B, soccer, or C, hockey?
It was baseball.
Question number five, mm-hmm. Mo. Kimberly Williams Paisley, Brad's wife.
Yes.
Best known perhaps for being the star of a movie called Father of the
Bride.
All right. Let's see how she did here. Mo.
Yes.
Mindy. Question number one was Jelly Roll. Woo! I know you're shocked. I know you're shocked.
I was sweating that one.
Question number two. Couch was the correct answer. Never slept on the couch. Question number three. Leanne Rimes is the correct answer. Question number four was baseball, but question number five, Kimberly Williams Paisley was the star of a movie called Father of the Bride.
Oh, you made me second guess that, actually. She was just here in town, George.
Well, she was here right
now. Yeah, I just saw her.
So, Mindy, she got all five. That means y'all tied.
Of course.
But you know what you got to say to get out of here?
I know. This is Mindy from Kingwood, and Mo knows country.
She does. And you'll get a chance to play her Monday morning. 8:20 will be the next chance to play here on the Bowl. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.